I'm Chevy. Today, let's discuss growing a magnificent beard. Hello, friends. I'm Chevy. Welcome to my shed. It's Thursday. Played some games last night. Had fun. Hung out with people again today at the conference. Had a good time there. And that's done. So back to work tomorrow until the next 2 weeks. I will be off on vacation. Not taking vacation from the show. I'm taking vacation from my day job. One of those weeks is Gen Con, so that's not really a vacation. I'll be working very hard for my other job. So anyway, while I was at the tech conference this past 3 days, This conference was educator-based, so there was a large majority of females, just in the education world, that's how it is. And there was a group of them that I hung out with regularly, and a guy came into our group that had this just, it was a beautiful beard. Like, it really was. It was really, it was nice. It was well kept. It wasn't neck beard. He undershaved. I mean, it was just, and the girls were like, that's a beard, right? Like, we talked about this guy's beard more than we talked about just about any other subject. And I've had some people mention my beard, which I don't, very rarely do I ever actually grow like a beard on purpose. It's mostly I hate shaving. Like I cannot stand it, and I did it in the Marine Corps every day and couldn't. So once I got out of the Marine Corps, I've had facial hair ever since. I've always kept the goatee and mustache. I have not been without a goatee and mustache in 15 years. So I actually haven't seen my chin in a very, very, very long time. But the beard part, this part over here, I used to cut it about once a week. Now it's more like once every other. I kind of let it go until it starts getting itchy under here, and then that's when I get irritated with it. I have grown the beard a few times to a nice length and kept and brushed it. And that's the thing that most people don't realize, is growing a good-looking beard, it takes time and effort. It's not just like you just let it go, because then it's going to look like, if you just let your hair go, it's going to look very similar. If you don't wash the beard like you would your hair, and brush it like you would your hair, and train it, and keep it trimmed, unless you want the neck beard look, you just want to look like you're rugged and don't care, and you grow hair down your neck. To grow that nice, like, the beard that women want to touch, it takes effort. For me, when I would grow a beard, it was like a number 3 or number 4 on the clippers and trim it up. I have worked with men who have let their whole beard grow to like this length, like they'll stop an inch below their chin and then just like cut it all off at that length. That's fine too. So that way, like, so the hairs that are up here will be this long and the hairs that are down here will be this long, because they're, you know, their whole fit. And so you get this long thing. But I tell you what, I saw firsthand how this dude's beard was welcomed by the female audience at this show. So, I don't know. I might try and grow mine out again. You know, you never know. Maybe I'll let it go a little bit. I don't know though. It's starting to irritate me. It's getting itchy. It's not fun. But I mean, my goatee counts. Does that count as a beard? My stubble counts, I guess. I don't know. I've always had a really patchy face, and that's the other thing. A lot of guys simply just don't have the follicles for a good, thick beard. I have spaces here and here where the hair won't grow, so it just grows. My mustache grows, and then my sides grow, and then there's like this spot right here. Look up a picture of Keanu Reeves. He has like that same thing, and then he has like a patch over here that won't grow. Or there'll be, you know, dips in the sides where it won't grow. It's weird. some guys can't grow a uniform looking beard. And if you can't, then don't. That's my suggestion. Or do like I have done. I have not put a razor to my face in 15 years. When I do shave my beard, I just use bare clippers. So it's always like the stubble. I never clean shave. Because when I do, then I get ingrown hairs and stuff and it hurts. So I always just leave a little bit of stubble so nothing can go sideways on me and tear up my face and I end up with razor bumps and all that weirdness. But do you have a beard? Do you like beards? If you're a female, especially, tell us in the comments what you think about beards. Are they attractive to you? I know my mother-in-law loves beards, and so she has requested that my father-in-law always have a beard, and he has had a beard since I've known the man, and I first met him when I was 14 or 15. So she's, you know, the boss of the family says you're growing your beard. Jamie, on the other hand, doesn't really like a full beard. It's not her thing. She likes the goatee look. She's told me that before. So she can have, like, the best of both worlds. She can have smooth face and stubble. And then I know a few females that are just, like, go googly for a beard. And it doesn't even have to be well-kept for some of them. They just want a dude with a big-ass beard. And I'm not a big-ass beard kind of guy. It's never going to be my thing to grow that, like, lumberjack thing. I don't have the body structure for it. I'm just this tall, thin weirdo. I don't have that musculature that goes along with, like, a huge I've-been-swinging-an-axe beard. So, I don't know. If you're a female, definitely tell us what you think about beards down below. What do you think about neck beards? If you're a dude and you have a neck beard, go shave that crap. It's disgusting. And if you're a dude and you like growing your beard, do you do it all the time? I know some guys that just do it during hunting season or when their NHL team is in the playoffs or whatever. Let's talk about your beard. Do you use specific beard care products? For those of you that don't know, a lot of guys will oil their beards to train the hairs nice and straight and give them a little bit of volume. So using something like a pomade, or they actually sell beard oil products. They're very similar to like mustache waxes and mustache oils to help keep the beard from going. You don't want your beard out here. You want to keep it in your face and nice and brushed. So do you have any specific products that you use on your beard or not? Do you use conditioner? I don't. Okay. So, don't know why we talked about beards today. It's just what I wanted to talk about. That's how this show works. We talk about things that we want to talk about, and today I chose something I wanted to talk about. In the past few episodes, I've chosen topics that other people wanted to talk about, and I need more of that from you guys. Let me know in the comments below what you want to see on future shows, especially the next 2 weeks. I am not going to have time during the day to shoot the next 2 weeks, so much of that material is going to be pre-recorded, or I'm gonna shoot it, can it all on like one day and upload it and have it ready to go each day. So I really need suggestions now more than any other time. Put that stuff in the comments below. It can literally be anything. Do you want me to watch a movie and tell you about it? Do you want me to make something? Do you want me to tell you about tools or men's hygiene or hunting or guns or animals or whatever you want to talk about? Please put that stuff in the comments below, and I will put together some material for next week so that I don't abandon the show just because I'm not around. Don't forget, I do have postcards. If you want one, the only way to get one is send me a letter. The address is in the video description or my about page, and I will put the link here as well. It is thedailyshed.com/contact, dailyshed.com/contact. You can find my address, send me a letter, and I'll send you a postcard. If you want to send me something to hang on the wall, like some amazing people have done, you can do that also. And we'll open it and put it up. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you for making me a part of your day. Don't forget, big like, thumbs up down there, comment, and subscribe, and please share with your friends. See you next time.
Hey, Doc, wait! I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from coolcosmos.ipac.caltech.edu. When did Halley's Comet appear? Halley's Comet will next appear in the night sky in the year 2062. Probably not going to make it. Sorry. It orbits around the sun every 75 to 76 years, so this is the time between appearances. Halley's Comet was recorded by Edmund Halley in 1682. It was seen again in 1758, 1835, 1910, and 1986. If it comes back around to 2062, I will be old. That's the answer.